Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Kuvav, and we are on Kuf Hei Amabez. We started last time the parak of Rabbi Elazar Demila. Rabbi Elazar, all about the halachas of Bris Mila, and we spoke about the machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva about machshire Mila being docha Shabbos, and whether that applies to other areas of halacha. Is that a general rule, a kalatar kura rule that Rabbi Elazar says all machshirin are doche for all mitzvahs that violate some type of avera, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's something else that could be the machshirin are also, or do we say it's more limited? That was Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak's suggestion, and that is, well, it goes by whatever the ikar mitzvah is doche, then the machshirin could be doche. The ikar mitzvah is only doche derabanans, so then the machshirin could also only be doche derabanans. So we had that machlokas, and we discussed on the Amud Beis yesterday whether one can make a mechitza with people, right, a chola or a machol, as is used elsewhere, and there was a machlokas amaram, whether we actually paskin that way or not. We even saw a discussion where Rav Ami and Rav Simon, if you ask a shailuf to a rav and you get a heter, could you then go and get an isser? If you got an isser, could you then get a heter? So this Yerushalmi is an important Yerushalmi and is quoted by Rishonim. I mentioned, just to quote one, I mentioned this also yesterday, in Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin, right? That's where the in the Bavli, the Gemara talks about this. The Gemara says there, "Hanishal achacham v'timei lo yishal achacham v'yitar." If somebody asks a chacham a question and he was metame, that was the answer, so that he can't go ask another rabbi, another posik, to be metire. V'im tomar asks Tosfos Zayin Amud Aleph in the Bavli, "V'chi lo yishal l'kol achachamim v'yadunu zemze ula yeshivu midvarav." Maybe there'll be a way to have a give and take. You never bring it up again after you ask another question. V'yesh lomar deinu aser eler lishol im lo yodialo shekvar sha'alti leploni va'aserli. You can't tell a posek if you don't tell them the back, a history. Well, I already asked somebody and they gave me this answer. That, if you just tell them, ask them the question without saying a word, that's a problem. But if you give them the whole background, so-and-so already asered, what do you say? So then he already knows he's not falling into a trap. Aval im omer lo kfar sha'alti ploni chacham mutter, then you can ask. Aval vadai ha'chacham yizoy shalo yater. The chacham that already knows now that the previous rabbi asered, he's going to think twice before giving a heter. Kidda amrina perakalaya, like he quotes the Gemara in Nida, chacham sha'asar, ein chavir rasher lahater, elamkin yuchalach zero, go chetobet var mishnah, he could only matter it if you could prove that the first rabbi made a mistake, otar b'shikalak das, v'chulu. And then he says, v'dafka asar ein chavir rasher lahater, in that direction. If there was a previous isser, the second rabbi can't be matir. Avalim hitir chaviro rashoy lasar. But the other way can work. If the first posek is matir, the second one could aser. I v'hadar mina b'Yerushalmi perak Rav Elazar d'Mila. Right, Tosfos brings up our Gemara. I, Tosfos, knew this Yerushalmi, obviously. Rabbi Simon Sharav, Rabbi Ami, aser v'ikpid Rav Simon. How could you aser? Right, and the Yerushalmi asked that question. You can't go in that direction either, according to our Gersa. V'lo kein tani anish l'cha v'hid lo yishol l'cha chavju yasar alma mashba tehitir ein chavir asher lesar. So the Gemara Tosfos says, no, you know what that means? Yeah, our Gemara flipped it anyway afterwards. But the Gemara says, Hachi Pirusho, Hasam, Amai Ikbid Reb Simon, Velo Kein Tani, Klomar, Velo Eino Shanui, Bishum Makom, Hanishal Achacha Vechulu, Telo Asur Chacham Elahatir, Achar Haoser. Tosfos has a totally different shot of what the question of our Gemara is. It doesn't say this anywhere. Right? We thought it meant, isn't this the halacha? But Tosfos understands the question as, it doesn't say this anywhere that you can't Asur after Heter. So what was he so upset about? Right, so then umasik, and then he Tosfos quotes the maskana of our Gemara. I'm Reb Yudim lehefich, right? And he changed it. But again, the Tosfos and the other Rishonim there discuss this Yerushalmi. Okay, we continue. So the Gemara says where we are. We just spoke about carrying it through shoes, and we spoke about how the Rav was upset. Reb Yitzchak Bar Elazar was upset that they got the catering ready for the bris, but they didn't get the knife ready for the bris. That was his last line. Okay, we continue now, about 5-6 lines up. Reb Yosef Bar Abum Hashem Rav Chana, Masnisa Amra Kein, Sh'asur Lasos Chula. Right, our Mishnah is implicitly telling us that you can't carry something making a people mechitza. Why? The Tanina, because our Mishnah, we learned, Eliezer Omer, Im lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos, mevio b'Shabbos begula. Rabbi Elazar said, if you didn't bring the knife before Shabbos, then you could bring it on Shabbos. You bring it, and he pachasins even machshir emila ardocha. And the Gemara asks, Shim Omer Atkein, Shemot Elasos, if you say that you can make a machitza with people, surrounded by people, afu eina motzi elasos cholom evio, what, you wouldn't be able to find a bunch of people to be able to make the machitza with? He obviously could have found people, and yet he didn't do this option. So it must be that, it's aser, it must be that it doesn't work to do this option, making the machitza of people. Again, the assumption of the Gemara is that you always have to try as much as Derech Heter as you can. We already said yesterday in Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rashba in the beginning of the parak there on Daf Kuf Lamed that might not be true. It might be if you say a Hutra, so then maybe if there are other ways, right? So then you don't have to try to do everything you can with Derech Heter, and then that wouldn't be a Raya from the Gemara. Okay, Shalula Hilla Zakim. So the background to this Gemara, you have to remember, is a Tosefta, but it's cool. You might remember it from the Bavli in Psachim Daf Samach Vav. Remember that case? It was a story of Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. And the Bnei Beseira, who were the Nesiim in Eretz Yisrael, weren't sure what halacha is, right? And that's the Tanur Rabbanan reading Psachim Samach Vav. Halacha zu nis'alma b'Bnei Beseira. Pamachas chal arbaas aliyas b'Shabbos. This whole Gemara is quoted by the Pnei Moshe right here on the bottom. Right, it was Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. Shachachu v'lo yadu in Pesach Docha de Shabbos Amlav. And they weren't sure what to do. It was Karban Pesach on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, and you have to shecht the Karban Pesach on Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. Erev Pesach, you have to shecht it, even though it's Shabbos. They didn't know what to do. So they said, Klum Yish Adam Shiodei in Pesach Docha de Shabbos Amlav. And they were going back and forth. Anybody know what that halach is? Unbelievable. Unbelievable that they didn't know. The Gemara asks, how'd they forget? Amru Lohem, they said, oh, there's somebody that came up from Bavel recently, Hillel. Hillel Bavli, he was the Talmud of Shmaya of Talion. I'm sure he knows. V'yodei and Pesach Docha Shabbos Amlav. So Shalchu V'karulo, they called him Klomato Yodeya and Pesach Docha Shabbos Amlav. Amar Lehem, he starts giving them svaris. But first he says, V'ripesach Echad Yishlonu B'shana Shadocha Docha Shabbos V'lo Harbe Yosef Yimasayim Psachim Yishlonu. Over 200 Psachim B'shana Shadocha Docha Shabbos. Right, well, nobody knows. That's the, in all the years since, history, you know, the years recently, nobody, you don't remember this halacha? Amr lo minayin lacha. So they say, how do you know? And he quotes a couple of drushes, and finally, according to the Gemara in the Bavli, he just quotes the drushes. And right after he quotes these drushes about, Agzeira Shava, to teach you that it's doche, so they made him nasi. Unbelievable act of humility. They said, okay, I guess you're the nasi and not us. So that's the background to this story. So, Shalu Hillel Zakin, they also ask Hillel, well, you'll see what this has to do with us, the Gemara is going to say, Shalu Hillel Zakin, what happens if people didn't bring their knives for Shechita? Fine, you can do Shechita. But you need, you know how many karbanos there are, Karban Pesach, every Jew needs akizayas and it's a lot of animals. So a lot of shechita is going on. And even in Yisrael, they had to do shechita, right? Shechita kshir bazar, right? So everybody's doing their shechita, but they didn't bring their knives. It sounds like from here that this whole conversation took place on Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos. According to the other version, it might have taken place the day before. But here it sounds like, what should we do? Maybe they didn't think about this beforehand. Amar Lahan, he says to them, Halacha shamati v'shachachti. This one I heard, I don't remember. Even Hillel said. He says, I heard this, but I don't remember. Ella, but you know what? Let's see what everybody does. Hanichalem Yisrael. If they are not prophets, they are sons of prophets. Meaning, let's see what they do. Right? We had a line like this in Yerushalmi, in Peah. If you remember way back when, we said, if you're not sure what the halacha is sometime, puk chazi, go see what people do. Puk chazi mayama debar. That was the language of the Bavli, but the language of Yerushalmi is, right, in halacha rofefes biyadcha, the lashon, if it's weak and you don't know, go see what people do. Doesn't mean if people who don't follow the halacha. It means what's the mesorah that people have been doing for thousands of years or hundreds of years in this regard. So what they do, they kept a look. Miyad, kol mishaya pischo tleh, hayatocho b'kizasa. They saw that people, anybody who had a sheep for the Karban Pesach, they used to put the knives in the wool of the sheep and they let the animal carry it. Gidi, if it was a goat who didn't have enough wool to be able to put the knife in the wool, hayakosher b'karna, they used to tie it to the horns. So the Karban Pesach brought their own knives. They brought their own knives. That's what happened. And Kivan Sharoah Maisa Nisker Halacha. And once Hillel saw this, he's like, oh, that's it. That's it. That's Halacha. Now I remember the Halacha. Amar Lahen, Kach Shamati Mipi Shmaya Vavtalion. This is what Shmaya Vavtalion told me what to do. Meaning, what's the Chiddush? Usually, there's an Isser called Shvisas Behemto. Right? My animal has to rest on Shabbat. That's a Daraisa that's not included in the Malachas. Right? There are a few Dinim de Oraisa on Shabbat that are not included in the Malachas. Shvisas Behemto, Machamer, the relationship between those two. Interesting to talk about. Tchumin according to Rabbi Akiva. We had that yesterday. Tchumin de Rabbanan. A couple that are Daraisa without, that are not included. But here, this is what, so here, if you do it, it's Shvisas Behemto, which is usually Daraisa, but if you do it in the back of your animal, which is de Rabbanan, so B'makom Mitzvah Gedola, so then it would be allowed, and that's the Mesora from Shmaya. Vavtalion says Hillel. Rebbe Zeira b'shem Rebbe Lazar called Torah she'ein la beis av ein a Torah.
Preface.
Any Torah that doesn't have a beis av. What does it mean a beis av? Mesora. Right. Torah is not just about the chiddush of that generation. If it doesn't have a beis av, right. Look at the Karban Eidah. Klomar shelo kibla me rabosav. Right. He didn't just say, oh yeah, that falacha. Oh, it makes sense. He said, I have this from Shmaya Vavtalion. Right, so he says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Shi'avo bi shara ha'am nohagin b'kach lo hayamode lahatir ilule sheniskar halacha shashama b'pishmai vavtalion. Right, that's the Mesora plays a major role. It's not just about figuring out the Torah, but the Mesora is a crucial. Remember, if Soloveitchik liked to quote the Gemara in Brachas in the Bavli on Daf Mem Zayin, where the Bavli there has a number of opinions. What is the halachic definition of an am ha'aretz? An am ha'aretz different. In the days of old, they wouldn't do zimun with an am ha'aretz. So we're not makrid about these halachas today. But what is the difference? So the Gemara has a couple of opinions. Somebody doesn't wear tefillin. Somebody doesn't wear tzitzis. Somebody doesn't send his kids to yeshiva. But the last opinion, acherim, I think. Acherim omrim, afilu kara v'shana. V'lo shimesh tamar chacham hariza am ha'aretz. But if somebody learns a lot of Torah, but he doesn't have a rabbi, right? V'lo shimesh tamar chacham hariza am ha'aretz. As Rav Soloveitchik said, because you missed the Mesora. Right, even if you could come up with a lot of Torah, if you don't have a base av, right, to use the Yerushalmi's lashon here, if there's no base av, so then there's a major lack. That principle, we discussed this back in, I think, in Peah when this came up, that principle of, go look what people do, one has to be very careful with that principle, right? Sometimes, people are doing the wrong thing, right? And, the poskim would scream about it, the Aruch HaShulchan often defends and often, is makbid. But if there is a gray area, more about a minhag of how to fulfill a mitzvah, I would say, look what people do. How do Jews make Kiddush Friday night? This is something, better example, right? Women and lighting Yontif candles, right? So there is, if you remember, Rabbi Yaakov Emden is very upset that women make a Shechianu when they light Yontif candles. Who says they should make a Shechianu? It's not Yontif yet. They should just wait till be Yotzeh with Kiddush and the Shechianu of their husbands. But for hundreds of years, at least, right, women have been making Shechianu. And the Tzitz Eliezer writes in a Shuv and others say, this is a Pukhazi example, how the women are fulfilling this mitzvah, and nobody has said anything negative for the past hundreds of, no posik has anything negative. Pukhazi, leave him alone. Not only leave him alone, encourage them. And this is something that should be done, because this is how they have been fulfilling the mitzvah of Halakas Neiris Yantif. Okay, but that's just as an example. The Rashba uses this in a tshuva. We don't have time to go through all of it now. The Rashba uses it in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, in Simen Lamed Zayin, talking about making Kiddush and Havdalah in Shul. And some of the Rishonim, the Gemara Pesachim talks about it, and some of the Rishonim knocked it out. Right, the Torah says if it was up to him, he would get rid of it because nobody's in the Aniyim aren't in shul anymore; they're not eating in shul, and therefore there's no Kiddush Malkam Suit. There's no Kiddush Malkam Suda. And then he says towards the end, he says the Avagav deikra takana meikar lo iskin ela kedei lahosi she'eno baki. Even though originally the takana of Kiddush and Havdalah in shul was only to be yotzi those who wouldn't make Kiddush and are not bakiyim, hanach lem li Yisrael shavu bishena neviim heim b'nei neviim heim. He quotes that. It's also quoted in the end of that Gemara in Pesachim. On Daf Samach Vav. Again, this is a principle that comes up. You have to know, though, how to apply it. Okay. What is this doing here? How does this relate to our discussion? So we'll see. Taman Tanina, but first, a Mishnah in Parah related. Right? The Mishnah in Parah discusses, we know there's an Isser of Hishtamshus Bebehemus Kachim. considered by Me'ili. You're not allowed to benefit from a behemoth of Kachim, but you're allowed to do something that with Sarach the Karban. With Sarach the Karban, that's not called benefit. So the Gemara now is going to compare. There's an Isser of using a Karban, but there's also, if I use a Para Aduma, I passel it. A Para Aduma is not allowed to have work done to it. So we're going to compare the Isser of working with a Karban and the Isser, and it passels the Para Aduma. So the Gemara says, Taman Tanini, we're doing a mission in Para, right? Because we're putting the knife in the wool of the animal. So is that okay? And then we're going to relate this to our Mishnah. So Taman Tanini, we learned in the Mishnah in Para, Racha Vale, if I, as I'm bringing the Para Aduma to the Beis HaMikdash, I'm so excited about it, I like go on its back and I start riding it to the Beis HaMikdash. Guess what? I just ruined it. Take it home. Right? Because it's no longer kosher. Racha Vale, if I leaned on it, if I was supported by it, Avar Banahar, or Nitzalbal Vimanahar, if it was swimming in the river and I just hung on, you know, as the cow swam, so I hung on to the cow, and, I used it. Kipel alea hamosera. If I folded over the extra rain, R-E-I-G-N, right, on it. Nasan talis alea. I put my talis, my garment on it. Psula. All those cases that's using the animal and it's pasul. But, right, just to add in, look at the carbon aid that he quotes the second half of the Mishnah. Nasan taliso alea psula. Aval kasher b'mosera. But if it's the regular amount of rain that I need, or I put a coat on it to keep it warm for its own benefit. Also a sandal, I put a shoe on it so it doesn't hurt its leg. Bishvil shed lo tachlok, so it doesn't slip. So then, kshera, all those cases kosher, because whatever is done for the animal's good, so then that's not called using the animal or avod in the animal. So now the Gemara says, hada yalfa me'ahiv yahi yalfa me'adah. We learn para from Pesach and Pesach from para. Hadal yalfa me'ahi. We learn para from Pesach, shintala basach and l'shov t'kshera. Just like we had in our discussion just now, if you put a knife in the karban's back, right, to bring it along, that doesn't ruin it. So the same thing, if you would bring the knife of the para aduma, into the back, that wouldn't ruin the para aduma. Yahi yalfa me'adam, and the other way, shukal avoda, shilashim shem makadshe me'na avoda. And we also learn Pesach from para, that just like anything you do for the para aduma is not called ruining and working the Para Aduma, so too by Pesach. So this was all background to the following question. Says the Gemara, take out the Vav, Yatil Anai Dechole. Why didn't Hillel, right, say that, no, just make a Mechitza of people? Right, that would have been an option, but to bring the knives. Why didn't he do that? So Elak Rabbi Ami, he must be like Rabbi Ami, he must hold that doesn't work. Like we said, Rabbi Ami doesn't work to make the mechitza of people. And the Gemara says, but maybe not. The Afilu Tamer Rabbi Simon, even if you're on a whole like Rabbi Simon, who said that you can make the mechitza of people, Kishem Shinam Alzu, Al Kachanam Alzu. Well, remember, he forgot the halacha. He forgot the halacha about what to do with it. He totally forgot. So it could be that this was an option, and he didn't remember that this was part of it. The Gemara there also gives the impression that, why did he forget? Maybe he got a little, again, this is Hillel, hard to imagine. Remember, Hillel in all the cases of the Gerim, and the Hillel had the patience with the two people who had the bet, right? Shabbos Laman Aleph in the Bavli. But maybe there was a tinge of, as he's going to say right now, he got upset at them. Amar Biyavin, Valuyef Shalashne Shavuos, Lochal, Abral, Social Yos Bashabbos. Right? It's impossible for two cycles of Shemitah that this never happened. It really is possible. It's possible for 20 years to go by, to not have it, but it means it happens every so often. Well, I'm an amalacha mehen. Why did Bnei Beseira forget the halacha? They leading dula the Hillel to leave space for Hillel, right? To leave space for Hillel to be able to take the nesius. But again, Hillel, the Gemara says there, Imsachim, also got a little, he then forgot also because it can't go to one's head. There's a lot to talk about there in Psachim on Samach Vav. Maybe I'll read one line of the Meiri. The Meiri says, "V'im makir ba'atzmo she'eno ro'i lakach." If somebody has a public position and he realizes that somebody who is better fitting for that position, shevach hulo shelo yizbayish lahaniach es kisro lamasra lamisha roilo. Wow. Derech ha'amra amru kan. Right, and then he quotes the Ar Yerushalmi. Right, that's took a lot for the Bnei Beseira to step aside. But the Meiri says that's one of the Musar Haskels that you learn from this halacha. Afa moti atzmo baki v'shalem v'yodei al hashibachol davar lo yachlit es advar misvaraso elo b'davar shaseichel mora lo mifi kabbalah. Also, another message you learn from this Gemara about Mesorah. You learn from Mesorah, you learn Anava, learn a lot from these, this story. Okay. Tani, we continue. So getting back to our machlokes in the Mishnah. Remember what the machlokes in the Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer said, machshirei mitzvah ardoche, while Rabbi Kiva says, no, only the mitzvah itself. So, Tani, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, right, this is in the Mishnayos there in Pesachim also, related. Kishem shashchita docha Shabbos, kach machshirish kedocha Shabbos. Right now, we're moving over from Mila to Karban Pesach. Right, Rabbi Eliezer says that just like Karban Shchita's Karban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, that's where you have to do Shchita. Right, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so then you have to do the Shchita on Shabbos because it has to be done Bein Harbayim. So just like the Shchita is Docha, so to the Machshirei Shchita is Docha Shabbos. All the things that the preparatory stages. Only Rabbi Kiva lo. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Shchita, you can't do an Erev Shabbos. Tomar Machshir Shchita, Shev Shalatzos Me'erev Shabbos. Machshir can be done beforehand. So that's not Doche. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, wait a minute, I'll prove to you that's not true. A Mureit Tzibur Yochichu. What about the fats of a carbon tzibur? Every Shabbos, I burn the carbon, I bring the carbon tamid in the morning. And guess what? The fats of the carbon tamid, they theoretically could be burned that night after Shabbos. But no, the halacha is you burn them on Shabbos, even though it could be done not on Shabbos. Right? There's a Gemara in Yevamos, Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. But Rabbi Eliezer says, Imrei Tzibur Yochichu, Sheyachol Lasosan, switch that, B'motzoi Shabbos, V'dochen Atzah Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer says, the Emurin can be burned after Shabbos, so Mali Machshir Shchita L'Vrei Shchita, Mali Machshir Shchita L'Achar Shchita. What's the difference? Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Kiva, I think you're wrong. Because you see, even if something does not have to be done on Shabbos, still it's mutter. Amalor Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says back, no, I don't like your comparison. Mali machshirei shchita la'achar shchita shekvar docha shchita zashabbos. The fats, that's a hemshich of the ma'isa shchita. And therefore, just like the ma'isa shchita is mutter, things afterwards, like burning the fats, that's also mutter. Yitru machshirei shchita v'lefnei shchita shedayin lo docha shchita zashabbos. But the machshirin, that's even before shchita. You can't say that that's included in the Maisa Shchita or a Hemshech, right? So number one, lumdus-wise, conceptually, it's not included in the Heter of the Shchita. And number two, says Rabbi Akiva, Davar Acher, Shevi Yimati Yitzevach Pasol. You're going to do the Machshirin, and then it's going to come out that the Pesach, your carbon is Pasol. Then you're not going to end up doing the Shchita. B'nim Tzadok HaShabbos below Shchita. By the burning of the Chelev, you already did the Shchita. So you already have the Heter. But when it comes to Machshirin, right, that's beforehand. You can't take that chance because maybe the shechita is never going to be done. So that's the whole conversation between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara relates it to our discussion. So what was the second argument of Rabbi Akiva? Right, don't do the machshirin because the carbon might end up being pasul. That svara doesn't apply to a baby. So the Gemara says, "Gabi tinoch ma'islach." So what would you say about a baby? Right, Rabbi Akiva said, "Oh, right, you can't do." Rabbi Eliezer says, "You can do machshirin mila." Right? But Rabbi Kiva is going to say back, oh, maybe you won't do the Mila? What do you mean? There's no parallel of the carbon becoming pasul. So Gemara says, oh, yes, there is. Shema yech latino, v'nipsa docha Shabbos below Mila. Maybe you'll do the machshirin and the kid will get sick and you will be able to do the Mila. Similar idea. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, you cannot do the machshirin. There's a beautiful lashon in the Rambam when the Rambam discusses not doing a bris Mila for a sick baby boy. The Rambam says, nuchas Mila, Perek Aleph Yud Zayin. Aleph Yud Zayin. Katan shenimsa b'shmini shelo yarok biyoser. If a child is yarok, might mean yellow, might not mean green. Ein molin oso ad sheyipo bodam v'yachzru marav kimara haktana mabriyim. You can't do the meal until he looks healthy. Interesting, he looks healthy. V'chenim haya adom biyoser k'mishet siv o. If he's very red, as if somebody painted him. Ein molin oso ad sheyivla bodam v'yachzru marav. Kishak tanim epnei zecholi. Right, Rambam says this is an illness. Vitzarech li zar bedvarim elu harbe. Be very careful about these, about doing a bris mila. Ve'ein molin el yeled she'ein bo shum choli. Shesakanas nefashes doche esakol. Pikuach nefesh doche everything, and then he has the line. Ve'efsher lamul achar zman. Ve'efsher lahachzir nefesh achad mi Yisrael la'olam. You could bring back a mila, but you can't bring back a soul. And that's the Rambam's lashon, right? Efshar lamu la'achar zman, ve'efshar la'achzir nefesh echad mi Yisrael la'olam. That is the Rambam's lashon Aleph Yud Zayin in Mila. So the Gemara answers Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, there is an possibility. Maybe you won't do the Mila. So Gemara continues. Hatevon Hari Mizbeach Shenafal B'Shabbes Harino Roy Libanos B'Erev Shabbos. So what happens if, says the Gemara, if the Mizbeach falls down on Shabbos, you can't rebuild it on Shabbos. We know that. You couldn't have done it before Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva's whole svara seems to be, whatever you couldn't have done before Shabbos, you could do on Shabbos. And if the Mizbeach falls down on Shabbos, you can't rebuild it. You couldn't have done that before Shabbos. It was built before Shabbos. So Gemara says, come on. Min Mizbeach Roy Libanos Me'asmo. No. It just so happened that the Mizbeach fell down on Shabbos. That's not inherent. That's not the, generally, that doesn't happen. Generally, it doesn't happen. The Rebbe Elchanan in the Kovetz Ha'aretz explains this line. Rabbi Akiva is saying, Mishum delidchos is a Shabbos, it has to be Chovas Hayom. Building the Mizbeach is not Chovas Hayom. Mila is Chovas Hayom. Right? And therefore, if it's Chovas Hayom, you could do it if you couldn't have done it before Shabbos. Mizbeach is not Chovas Hayom. And therefore, you can't say included in Shchitas Tamid is the building of the Mizbeach. That's not. It just so happens here that you couldn't have done it before Shabbos. But that's not, that can't be an allowance. So Gemara says, what about this case? Hagasbacha, shenotelo yabolos. Right? What happens if an animal got a wart on Shabbos? So, and it's a mum, and you can cut it off, and then the animal's gonna become kosher. So, harei inaroy lechotcha b'Shabbos, or b'erev Shabbos, you couldn't have cut that off before Shabbos, so why wouldn't you be able to cut it on Shabbos? Again, that's not, you can't, that's a separate, it just so happened that this psul, the reality of the metzias came on Shabbos morning. But that's not, that can't, you can't say conceptually that that's included in the heter of Shchitas Karban. Min yabolos ruhi lechatech me'asmo. Generally, warts is the kind of psul that can be taken care of beforehand. So therefore, you can't say it's included in the heter. And the third one, hagatz macha. Again, look at the Karban Eidos Girsa. Shechal shvi'i shelo b'yuddalid shechalias b'shabbos. What if somebody is tamei for a week, tamei meis, his day seven is Erev Pesach, that fell out on Shabbos. So again, Hare Eina Roy Lahazos B'Shabbos, sprinkling the Parah Aduma on him as an Issa D'Rabbanan, Hazoya, for whatever reason, the Gemara Pesachim talks about it. So again, there's a case why he couldn't have had his sprinkling done yesterday, which was day six before Shabbos. So Gemara answers again, Min Hazoya Ruya Lahazos Me'esmo. Inherently, these aren't psulim that are supposed to happen on Shabbos. They could have been done before Shabbos if the Metzius was different, if day seven was before and if the wart was there, if the Mizbeach didn't break today. It just so happened, coincidentally, they happened today. That's not included. That's not included. Mila, Shchita, the Iker Din, those, are Chovas Hayom, because those, that's not just incidental. That's supposed to be today, and therefore, there's a difference. Again, if you want more about the Svara of this line of the Gemara, look in the Kovetz Ha'aretz, Rebbe Elchanan, Simen Yud Gimel. Okay. Osa Kosarcha Mila. You can do all the Mila, all aspects of the Maisa Mila. Because the following aren't Hechsher. This is part of the Mila. Malin, Uparin, Umotitzin. Mila, we know cutting the foreskin, Parin, pulling back the Priya, Umotitzin, and, sucking some of the Adam. Okay, we're not going to get into now. Matizah Bepeh, Matizah Bekli. But also all of his Polonis, Vekaman, and putting on a bandage. All of this is considered life-threatening. And Moshachach me'erev Shabbos, if one didn't crush up the medicine that's important to prevent infection for the child before Shabbos, lois b'shina v'nosein, so try to do it b'shinui. The doctors probably would say it's not a good idea to chew something in your mouth and then put it on the makum, but however it is, do it b'shinui. In Motarav Yayin de Shemen, also there was a wine and oil mixture that they used to apply. Nosein zel atzmo v'zel atzmo. That you could apply separately because you don't have to like mix vigorously together. It's not needed for the sakana. Enosein l'chalak l'chadchila. They used to have a special type of bandage that they made a chaluk, it fit right over. Some Rishonim say it was to prevent infection. Some say it was to make sure that the priya didn't bounce back. So either way, you can't make this on Shabbos because it's a tikkun man. It's making a beautiful type of fitting garment. Aval korech ala smartud, you could just take any type of little material and react to put on it. Im lo hiska me'erev Shabbos, korech ala tzbo, umevi afilu mechatzar acheres. And if you didn't get it ready before Shabbos, you could bring it again, b'shinui, put it on one's finger, and carry it. Period. Himo Yimo. We could spend many hours on this Amud, but what can we do? Himo Yimo. So the Gemara here has a drasha that teaches us Himo Yimo double lashon bikam l'shnei milos achas l'milah v'achas l'priya. Right, double lashon of mila teaches us one for the mila and one for the priya. This is one more line. Achas l'milah v'achas l'tzitzin. One for the mila, you have to do the cut, and one for the tzitzin. The tzitzin, the strands of skin that have to be pushed back. You know, tzitzin hama'akvin, tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. So that's the double lashon of mila teaches us that. The Gemara in Yevamos says that Avram Avinu didn't do priya. And it wasn't given to Avram Avinu, it was given later. So the Tosfos there discusses, how could it be given later? Right? Tosfos says, halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Priya is halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. So that is a huge discussion because, so it's a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, whether priya is learned out from a pasuk. Is it a machlokas? We're going to get to in a minute. Maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. Remember that Rambam, that there's never a machlokas about halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? There's a lot of Leibedic discussions on this Gemara. Did Avram didn't do Mila until he was commanded to for various reasons, unlike all the other mitzvahs. What about Priya? Look at the Maritz Chayis there in Yevamos Ayin Aleph. A lot to talk about, but we continue. Ad Kaduk Rabbi Akiva. This fits, according to Rabbi Akiva darshins double lashonos. Do amr lashonos ribuyim hei. Rabbi Yishmael, but Rabbi Yishmael holds, do amr lashonos kfulos. Heina Torah dibra kedarka. Rabbi Yishmael though holds, dibra Torah kolashim bnei adam. Don't darshin double lashonos. Like, the following, the phrases are mentioned by people in the Torah. Halo halachta, nichsov nichsavta, gunav, gunov, gunavti. Minan le, how does Rabbi Yishmael know these halachas if he doesn't darshin double lashonos? Amir de ben Pazi as amra chasan damim la mulos by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a plural lashon. Mikan l'shnei milos achas l'mila v'achas l'priya achas l'mila v'achas l'tzitzim. Let's just try to finish one more section. Rav amar himo yimo mikan l'nolak shu mahul shorch ladim eno dambris. Double lashon. Rav says he uses himo yimo to teach me that even if a child is born without a foreskin, we have to cause a little blood. Rashi in Shabbos Kuflam Adalid tells us. Blood is part of the bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bottom line in Rashi, Kuf Lam Adam and Aleph, and therefore that's to be some dam. There's a lot of lumdis. Is Hatavas Dam Bris a form of Mila? Is it a substitute for Mila? But Rav learns that from Himo Yimo. Some say that, so according to Rav, maybe Rav holds that the Pri is Alach Moshe Mi-Sinai, because he doesn't learn it from Himo Yimo. Himo Yimo Mikan Yisrael Arash Lo Yamo. Also, we learn from Himo Yimo, only one who has a bris mila could give a bris mila. Vein Zarach Lomar Goy Arol. And obviously, a Goy Arol cannot do the bris mila. Amar Rabbi Levi Ksiv Vi Ata Es Brisi Tishmar Vi the Vav teaches me also Kosher Kayotzi Becha. Anyone who is like you, meaning like you with a mila, can do the mila. Period. We'll have to stop there by Tani. But so we'll continue with all these halachas about bris mila.